I'm Anthony Fitzherbert. I'm a resident of Campton. Retired up here for 6 years after working in New York City for my entire life, much of it for a public utility. What I'd like to do first is express appreciation to Senator Forrester for being the driving force assembling this commission charged with the responsibility of developing laws for the burial of high transmission lines within the state of New Hampshire. Thank you very much, and thank you to all of you for joining us up here in the North Country. Also to Ms. Forrester, I join others in congratulating you on your re-election. My wife and I are very concerned about the possibility of these lines passing through the heart of Campton, our home community, and we're very grateful in your interest in the amicable resolution of this matter. Much has been said about the negative economic impact on property values and proximity to transmission lines and the visual pollution caused by these installations. Our economy in the North Country, based heavily on tourism, will most likely suffer because nobody wants to see mountains framed by towers and wires. The proposal to bury transmission lines under state transportation routes, with the state gaining needed income from this placement, makes much sense and should be agreeable to everyone. A critical justification for submerging transmission lines is that electromagnetic fields, or EMFs, radiating from power transmission lines constitute real hazards to human health. In fact, EMF pollution has been heralded by medical practitioners and scientists as the most predominant polluter of the 21st century. This realization first stemmed in the late 1970s from research by Paul Brodeur, an investigative science writer. Among other writings documented in an article in the May 1989 issue of The New Yorker, Mr. Brodeur linked EMFs from proximity to power lines to increases in cancerous brain tumors, leukemia, birth defects, nausea, and stress, among other maladies. At about the same time, research by Dr. David Carpenter, Dean of the School of Public Health at the State University of New York, determined that prolonged exposure to EMF public health or EMFs from transmission lines contributed to at least 30% of all childhood leukemias. In 1990, Business Week, Time, ABC's Ted Koppel and Dan Rather of CBS all published or aired reports linking a plethora of diseases and EMF exposure. Of over 100 studies conducted worldwide, several dozen found direct correlation between EMFs and health problems. In March 1990, based upon studies showing a causal link between leukemia, lymphoma, and nervous disorders in EMFs, the EPA recommended that the latter be classified as a Class B carcinogen, along with formaldehyde, DDT, and PCBs. But what a surprise! For economic reasons, the electric utility industry and military successfully pressured the EPA to rescind that classification. Are we convinced as yet that power transmission lines should be buried? The observations cited here barely scratch the surface of the body of documentation available on the topic. Here is further information. In the 1970s, Dr. Robert O. Becker discovered that EMFs caused changes in brain waves, affected the body's immune system, and caused various diseases. His discoveries are chronicled in the recently published autobiography of his associate Andrew Marino, PhD and JD, entitled Going Somewhere, Truth About a Life in Science. Both doctors testified before a New York State hearing on the hazards of EMFs upon the human body. Their testimony provoked the power industry and the U.S. Department of Energy to fund fraudulent research to refute their discoveries. Oh, another surprise. And on October 21st, 2005, the National Cancer Institute released evidence that EMFs can cause leukemia and other cancers in children, as well as adult breast cancers and brain tumors. Hey, aren't bald newborn babies adorable? But the sight of little children missing tufts of hair from the ravage of chemotherapy, a treatment for poison by cancers which have stolen their childhoods, is heartbreaking and gut-wrenching indeed. On November 18, 2010, the Commonwealth Club of California, an organization dedicated to EMF research, presented a series of panels composed of medical doctors who presented their quantified findings on the effects of EMFs. Depending are among the group of speakers, the aforementioned Dr. Carpenter summarized the effects of EMFs upon humans, results in an increased risk of cancer, and it is possible that we will face an epidemic of cancers from EMFs. His colleague, Dr. Eric Braverman, shared that EMFs have a major effect on neurological functioning. We should minimize exposure as much as possible to prevent deterioration of health. Dr. Samuel Milham, MD, PhD, a lot of degrees, added that new research suggests that nearly all of the human plagues which have emerged in the 20th century, like common acute leukemia, acute female breast cancer, malignant melanoma, and other catastrophic illnesses can be tied to some facets of electricity. There is an urgent need for governments and individuals to take steps to minimize community and personal EMF exposure. These examples are a sampling of efforts documenting the hazardous effects of EMS pollution. We have experienced hard lessons from chemical pollution, such as the well-known mid-1970s Love Canal tragedy in Niagara Falls, New York, and the 1960s Riley Tannery pollution of groundwater with toxic waste disposal in nearby Woburn, Massachusetts. This resulted in a number of cancer deaths suffered by near residents whose water was contaminated by the industrial waste which leached into their wells. Other disastrous examples involving air pollution and radioactive exposure abound. In the 1960s, we were not aware of the effects of various pollutions, but we have learned painful lessons from these and other examples. We who call the North Country home are very concerned about the effects of electromagnetic pollution upon our health and that of our offspring who live, work, and attend school on or near the paths of power transmission lines which could bisect our state. Not only would our scenery, tourist-driven economy, and property values be decimated by networks of towers and wires similar to those sprawling horror shows looming along Route 10 in the suburbs south of Montreal or in northern New Jersey and Westchester County, New York, but our health could also be jeopardized. To the Commission, please develop legislation that all power transmission lines crossing through or within our beautiful state be buried in public rights of way. Our personal and economic protection would be preserved, and the state would glean income from the use of these corridors. Thank you very, very much for graciously listening to me and giving me the opportunity to share my thoughts. And I do have photostats or copies of this for all of you. Thank you so much.